הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורו אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח. Hello everybody, welcome to the Judge Eve show, and that was me singing Let Us Be Happy in Hebrew, but you can be happy in English or any other language. And it also says wake up brothers with a happy heart, and that is part of the intent of the show. First, I'd like to say that I am so troubled by the latest Supreme Court decisions about allowing gay marriages. It is going in the face of God. It is a slap in his face. And America will suffer judgment as Sodom and Gomorrah, and I'm speaking as a prophet on this. His people humbled themselves before him and turned their heads from evil and cry for repentance and forgiveness on behalf of the whole country. And that is really why I'm just really blessed to have Mike Oldham on today, who has a ministry called Be Crazy for Jesus, and I will have him give his website on the show. He has been in Christian ministry. God bless him. He's now a part-time truck driver and took the day off to be on the show today. And God has shown him about his soon return, and part of the message of God is in his book called The Olive Tree Prophecy. And I love it because olive tree is the symbol of Israel, Mike. So thank you for
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
Let me welcome you to the show, and I would like you first to speak about your son, Jordan, because I want to pray for him. Can you tell us what happened to Jordan briefly?
Sure. On May 22nd, Jordan and a couple of roommates were living in an apartment on the second story of the apartment, and someone caught the building on fire on purpose. It wasn't arson. It wasn't aimed towards my son or anyone in that apartment, but they definitely suffered the consequences.
Yes.
And all three of them were trapped.
Oh, my God.
Kind of in a foyer to the entryway to the upstairs.
Yes.
And the three of them had to escape out of a very small window in the top of the apartment.
Yes.
All three of them had injuries. Everybody's was pretty much in a hospital for at least a week, if not a little bit longer.
And were
all
the injuries
doing well now.
I'm sorry. Were the injuries caused by smoke inhalation or the actual being burned, or what happened?
Well, one young lady had quite a few burns inside and out. Another one not only had burns, but also broken bones. My son was the least fortunate of all when he fell, and he really had no burns. Praise God for that. But when he fell, and he was the last one to come out, he broke his back, and right now the prognosis from the doctors is anything shy of a miracle, and he will be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. But we believe that God is greater than any report that we get.
Tell me what part of the back, so when we pray, and I'll lead the prayer, and you may add anything else that is important to you. What part of his back?
The spinal cord is really what we're hoping that will regenerate, actually. I mean, there are many cases. I even have some within my immediate family where, it said, well, this has been damaged to the point where it cannot
and we don't
be
take
reversed.
That. We don't. Father God, first, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you that the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for this show and any other place. We are humbled before you again. You said whenever two or three of us shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for us. We lift up Jordan to you right now, of all places, the name Jordan, and we know that by your stripes he is healed. We speak to his spinal column from the top of his head to the bottom of his back, wherever it goes, and we put it back into order in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, let your firepower just rekindle all these nerve connections going from the top all the way to his shoulder bones, making an X of light over there, going down each and every vertebrae all the way to the pelvic bone, making an X over there, in Jesus' name, and all the way to the bottom. And all sensation is restored now, even as we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. And Jordan, you rise up and walk. Jesus said we would do greater things than he did. And we commanding you, be healed and walk and be the miracle for the whole world to see.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Mike, thank you. It was worth calling just for that alone.
Praise God. Praise God. Mike, tell me, please, how long have you known the Lord in your life?
I have been a born-again Christian for a little over 33 years now.
Wow. You mean when you were born, right?
Well, I'm a little older than that. I'm actually 53. But when I was 20, I went through a very bad situation,
yeah.
A wake-up call. And that same evening, the Lord, I was alone by myself. Thank
yeah.
God for the gospel tract that I had found. And the Holy Spirit just brought me to my knees, and I've been a Jesus freak ever since. So
join another one.
Years,
you know. So am I.
Hallelujah.
So, and you realize 33 years was the age of Jesus when he fulfilled
yes.
his ministry. So this is the way where you. I'm speaking to you as a prophet. Now you will just blossom all over the place. Now tell us what happened to you that you felt the call to spread the news of the soon return of Jesus, and I'll tell you what God has shown me.
Okay, well, and like I said, I have worked in the ministry, well, I didn't really say this, I have worked in the ministry off and on for about 18 years, whether
doing
it was
what?
Part-time,
what did you do?
Or full-time. I began as a worship leader,
yes.
where I met my wife, and at some point I became an assistant pastor, and finally, an associate pastor. I am an ordained minister.
In what
church? I've never been a senior pastor.
Yes.
Several churches here in the Miami County, the Miami Valley, most of which are no longer here, sad to say. So I hope that's not a testimony as to me. But
no.
I do know that things change and grow and move.
And you know what? God is cleansing the body. He's purifying.
Yeah.
He's cutting branches. You know, John 15, 1 through 15, he prunes and prunes again. I told him one time, I'm fruity enough. It's enough pruning already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's really a great part of what this vision and this message is all about. At
yes.
some point, and I've gone through quite a bit of church hurt in my
oh.
life, even my family.
In what
and, you
way?
Know, you let in, God heal you, and you return back. Well, the last time that the Lord kind of led me out of the ministry, I just said, Lord, you know, I love you. Sometimes I hate your people, but I love your people, too. if you want me to go back, and if you want me
yes.
to address your people again, I need to know exactly what it is that you want me to say, what it is you want me to do, and where it is you want me to go. And I left it at that, and my love for Jesus Christ.
How long ago was that?
Probably about 9 to 10 years.
Yes.
My love for the Lord has always been strong. Like I said, I wasn't even in a church when I met the Lord, so
yes.
It was a one-on-one personal experience.
He had his hand on you. He had his hand on you, hasn't he? Yes.
I believe so.
Before I forget,
so,
I'd like to mention your book again and how people can get it, The Olive Tree Prophecy, and how can people
yes.
get it? Mention your website, please.
Okay. The website that I have is called BeCrazyForJesus.org. Now, that's the letter B, the word crazy, the number 4, and the word Jesus.org. That is the website.
Okay.
You can go to that website and order it there. It's also on Barnes & Noble, Author House, and I'm sure a few others.
Good.
But you pretty
Good.
Much have to look for it by the name The Olive Tree Prophecy.
I love it. So go ahead. So going back to about 9 or 10 years ago, what happened then? How did he reveal himself to you?
Well, and I have worked a secular job with the ministry most of the time that I was in the ministry as well. At this point, I was a truck driver. fairly new one.
Yes.
And you get to spend a lot of quiet time alone in your truck.
Praise God, right?
Thank God you are never alone. And
yes.
The Lord just kept speaking to me that he wants me to spend more time with him. And
yes.
I would do all of the things as a pastor, a minister, or a worship leader that I used to do, listening to praise, worship, praising the Lord, reading my Bible, reading messages,
yes.
all of these things, and praying. And the word just kept coming to me that I want to spend quiet time with you.
And the Lord said that to you? Wow.
Oh, there are so many scriptures that you need to
yes.
be still and know that I am God.
Yes. Yes.
And just ministered that to me. So I just decided, okay, we're going to do this a little differently. Tried to get alone with the Lord and empty myself of all thoughts. Do you have any idea how hard that is?
Oh, I do have an idea.
there are so many voices in your head and in the world that can,
yes.
Can distract
and thoughts,
you.
And thoughts keep coming in, right?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yes.
And so the Lord kind of showed me how to listen to him at the end of the first hour that I spent.
Tell us.
Really
thinking, tell us.
I
how,
really
what did he
no.
show you? What did he show you how to be quiet before him?
Well, I'll tell you what. What he showed me was Isaiah 58.
Yes.
And I call this God's kind of fast. I actually preached a message on this probably 20 years ago and
wow.
Was just... it was a revelation to me that, you know, we are to loose those heavy burdens.
Yes.
And the bands of wickedness and the oppression, break every yoke. And when you think about those things,
yes,
there are oppressive things that come into your mind. There are heavy burdens that we all carry that keep our mind in one way or another.
Right.
And the Lord just showed me that I had to lay that completely down. And when I did, there he was, that still small voice. And sometimes
wow.
it was just a leading into a scripture like I've never seen it before.
Wow.
And just have really enjoyed my relationship with the Holy Spirit.
And isn't that what we all need to do, Mike? The bottom line?
Oh, absolutely.
Minute by minute walk. Yes.
Quite a few years later, and I learned this, and I learned this message and went to different pastors and different people and tried to talk to them about it, but a lot of it was so basic, they just weren't real interested in it.
Yeah.
So I just continued on my own, and then as a truck driver, alone on the road, taking some quiet time, I was not driving.
Yes, I know.
Being as safe as possible.
Yes.
I heard the Holy Spirit speak this to me.
And what did he say?
I'm coming again soon.
Wow.
Now, I've heard many preachers, I'm sure you have also, speak
yes.
about, you know, he's got to be coming soon. Look at the signs of the times. And you can read about it in books.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't that excited, Sister Eve.
Yes.
I was kind of like, well, okay, that's kind of, yeah, we all know he's coming soon. Then it dawned on
me. Big deal, right?
That was God himself
yes.
speaking that into my spirit.
Yes.
And at that moment, I was caught into a vision. I don't know whether you want to call it a dream or a vision. I was awake.
Yes,
but I could
a vision.
See,
mm-hmm.
I could see the bride. I could see this woman. I walked into this room.
Yes. Yes.
And there was this woman. She had her hair up in curlers. She had her flannel jammies on and her big fuzzy slippers, and she was sitting on the couch, had piles of laundry around, had the TV on.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what is going on here? So as I moved around,
yes,
and I saw her face, she
yes.
looked pale, she looked discouraged,
yes,
she looked tired.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, who is this?
Yes.
And he said, that's my bride.
Wow, the body of Christ, huh?
I almost
wow.
cried.
Wow.
And I said, what is wrong? And he says, she's busy. She's busy
oh.
doing what she thinks she needs to be doing.
Yes.
listening to who she thinks she needs to be listening to.
Yes.
And she is so busy, but she doesn't see the fruit.
Yes.
And I almost cried. I just said, Lord, what?
You're making me cry. Yes.
Lord, what does she need to do to get ready? Because he said, does it look like she's getting ready for her wedding? And I said, no, what does she need to do?
Yes.
And he spoke this to me. He says, you already know what she needs to do.
Wow.
Now, see, there was about 7 years.
Yes.
Between the time that the Lord taught me to be quiet before him and to hear his voice.
Wow. Wow.
To the time of this.
That's why he was preparing you to hear it, right? Yes.
He prepared me for 7 years for this.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my. And, you know, just a couple of days before, the Lord had spoken this to me. I'm driving down the road praising the Lord and just having a good time.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of truck drivers thinking, okay, there goes another crazy one.
I've done the same thing in my car,
yeah.
So don't feel that way. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. Well, anyway, what he spoke to me was, you're living in a prison.
Wow. Did you ask
and
him
I said,
why?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of times you question the Lord, but I just, at that point, you know, I had been fellowshipping with him for about 7 years now, and I'm like, okay, there's a lot of times you've said things that just have, you know, kind of took me the wrong
way. I'd like
to
point something out. The most important thing you've just said is you've been fellowshipping with him, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
Well, anyway, I just said, Lord, you know, you're going to have to explain this to me, and within the next hours, within the next days, I had scriptures, and I understood the fact that the original criminal, long ago, was an angel.
Wow. Lucifer,
and
you mean?
His name was Lucifer, and he is the father of all lies.
Right.
He is the first one to rise up against God.
Excuse me. Correct.
And there was a war in heaven.
Yes.
He had convinced one-third of the angels to follow him, and Michael and his angels fought against him.
Right.
Now, Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, as the 70 return, marveling that even the demons are subject to us in your name, and he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Yes.
And that is exactly what he was talking about.
Wow. Wow.
That they are here.
May I ask
you? This is their prison.
This is their place. You mean the world, right? God banished them from his presence to the world.
They were banished to the earth.
Yes.
Now, the interesting part about it is then the Lord said, or I said to the Lord, why would you create a man in your image and in your likeness, a being in your image and in your likeness, in this prison? And he says, you don't know me very well, and you haven't followed the story very well. Now, I've been a Christian at that point for over 20 years.
Wow, wow, wow. What a thing to say, huh?
Yes. So, one of the things that is in this book, The Olive Tree Prophecy, is really the first 10 chapters. I'm going to say, I've actually heard this type of a message before, but never quite in this chronological order and said the way that it was, but is the fact that the first 10 chapters talks about Satan, who is the original criminal.
Yes, I love that. I've never heard it said that way, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, go ahead.
The heaven and the earth. Now, there is one heaven and there is one earth, but when God began his work on earth, there are multiple stages of heaven.
Interesting. Is that why John spoke about going to the third heaven or the fourth heaven?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure on that. I don't think my doctrine in that area is really taught me enough that I could say I'm an expert there. But when you look to the sky and you point up to heaven,
right?
To me, heaven is that which is above. And there is that which is above all things, and that is the original heaven. That is where God himself dwells.
Where these
fallen angels were dwelling at one point, and he took them from there and placed him here.
Yes.
So the book also talks about the prison, the creation of man, the fall of man, and the redemption of man.
Yes.
So those are the first 10 chapters of the book, just kind of seeing what God showed me in those few days before this vision, and then incorporated it all into this vision.
Amazing. You know, let me just repeat. It's the Olive Tree Prophecy. You can get it at Barnes and Noble, probably Amazon, but also at BeCrazyForJesus.org. That's the letter B, like boy, crazy, like we're all crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, the number 4, and the word Jesus.org, where you can also order the book and support Mike and his ministry. Mike, let me just share. February of about 3 years ago, I was sitting in a dental office, and there happened to be 3 other ladies, all Christians. And out of my mouth came, Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. And I am a prophet. I'm used to God speaking through me, and I have no idea, you know, where it comes from. And I said, what? You know? So you just confirming what he has shown me, and he always confirms things, you know, by 2 or 3 witnesses. Yeah. So are you teaching the people what they need to do in the book before his soon return?
Yes, I am. I teach about voices. That's chapter 12 teaches about voices. And the fact that this is interesting, that angels, if you look at angels, one of their things that they do is communicate.
Yeah.
And they are very good communicators. Lucifer was obviously a very good communicator because he was able to convince one out of every 3 angels believed him.
Amazing.
And fell. So what I see right now and what God has shown me through this vision is we are in the age of information.
Yeah.
And there are so many voices. Google something and you can find out about something. You can become an expert and train yourself online. There are so many opinions and viewpoints now, and they're all hitting the airways. They're hitting the electronic airways.
And easily available, right? Easily
very,
available.
Very.
Yes.
All around
the
world like never before.
Right.
And this is really the ploy of our enemies, God's enemies, these fallen ones, these demons.
Yes.
And we are to quiet ourselves. We're not of this world. We just live in it.
Right.
And when we quiet ourselves and get before the Lord and hear what he says to us and what he shows to us, then and only then can we know that we are following what God would have us to do.
So what you're saying, it is urgent. It is urgent that we do that this time, right?
You know, this is really the call for the latter rain
of
the Holy Spirit. I mean, we're all excited about Jesus coming again soon, and we can't wait to get away from this world. But really what this world needs to see is Jesus through us like never before.
And how would that be?
Pardon me?
How would we do that? How do we accomplish that? How do
when we get alone with him, he can show us things. The Bible said, Jesus said he's going to show us things to come. He can lead us and direct us and guide us in things. I have done things in the last 10 years that my wife has actually called me crazy. She said, "What? You have to be crazy. Why would we do that for these people? Why would we invite this person to come live with us? Why would we?" And I'm like, you know what? Because the Holy Spirit has just pricked my heart and let me know that this is what is necessary. This is what is needed.
Yeah.
And so there kind of is the idea of be crazy for Jesus. I would rather be crazy in the eyes of the world for following Jesus than be crazy in the eyes of Jesus for following this world.
Amen. You know, we have a few minutes, Mike, and I wanted you to really let go about what has been in your heart that you would like to share on that show.
Okay. What I would really like to share on your show is there is a ministry of John the Baptist, and his message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah.
And Jesus himself began his ministry by saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
Now, God has given this to me a little bit differently. I'm going to call it more modern-day version or modern-day English. You can even share it in Hebrew. But here's how it goes. Here's how it goes, okay? It's time to change, children of God, because the kingdom of God is at our fingertips.
Yes.
We can do more for Jesus if we will just listen to the Holy Spirit. We can do the works that Jesus did and even greater if we listen to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's not just that written logos, but it's the spoken Word of God into your heart personally. When God plants a seed into your heart and makes it a rhema,
yes,
it births faith. And nothing will stop you, just like it did not stop Father Abraham. It
yes
took him years of learning, but he never gave up. And when he was fully persuaded, that was the faith that he is the father of.
Amen.
And we need to become fully persuaded in what God speaks to us, not just what we read, but what that Holy Spirit fellowships with us and shows us and reveals us. It'll change your life. It'll
so what you're saying, what you're saying, and again, I want to mention your book, The Olive Tree Prophecy. People, you need to read it. I want to very quickly ask you why you called it The Olive Tree Prophecy.
Well, you know what? I was praying. I said, you know, Lord, you know, when I first got off the truck and shared this with my dad and my mom and some brothers and sisters in Christ,
yes,
they all just... You know, when you see something this magnificent, so huge, you can't put it into words. You try,
yeah,
and you kind of you blow everybody away. And so the Lord began to speak to me, and he said, you know, just like you've read in your Bible, you need to write the vision down,
yeah,
and make it plain so that those who read it can run with it. So
yeah,
this olive tree prophecy is the beginning of that. And when I asked the Lord, what is it that you want me to call this book?
Yes.
That just came. It just came to me.
Yes.
This is the olive tree prophecy. I fully believe that this is the focal point of Christianity until
yes
the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That if we don't get alone with the Holy Spirit and hear what he says and take it seriously, then we're just playing.
Yes.
We need to get serious right now.
We only have a minute, and we're going to have you back in the future, Mike. I'm sorry we have
hopefully
to cut you short, but what you're really saying is read the Word, but also spend time alone with God. Silence all the other voices, ask the Lord to help you with it.
Oh, yes.
So you hear
absolutely
his voice, right?
Yes, and, exactly.
And do what he says. And again, let me say the book is The Olive Tree Prophecy. You can get it at becrazyforjesus.org. That's the letter B, crazy, the number 4, Jesus.org, or Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And, Mike, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your wonderful ministry, because I know you've heard from the Lord, and God bless you. And I want to hear a good report about Jordan, okay?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed day. We
thank
have
you
to go now. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, this is Judge Eve Ellingwood, also known as Cohen and Sternlight. I'm a retired judge, and I'm glad to be on bbsradio.com, Station 1, on alternate Saturday, and my website, where you can also get my book, Diary of a Sabra Faith in Action, is an e-book. The website is www.90210holocaust.com. And I also will do counseling, whether spiritually or general legal questions such as unemployment, divorce, other questions with which so many people are faced today. And the way to contact me for that would be at my email, which is eejudgeeve79@gmail.com. That's E like elephant, E like elephant, J-U, D like David, G like George, E like elephant, E like elephant, V for victory, E like elephant, 79@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing you, and rather from you, and to be able to be of help. Thank you. Hello, everybody. We're back again, and I'm so grateful that Mike was with us, and I'm particularly blessed not to have Nikki Van Valkenburg, my beautiful, wonderful sister in the Lord and my webmaster of thejudgeeve.com. She's done a fabulous job. If you need her to help you, you should do that. Nikki's a gifted writer and author of the book Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, and How to Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. She sells an instrument or distributes an instrument that helps you do that without medication. And I want to encourage you people to call to if you have any comments or questions, and that's at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Welcome, Nikki.
Thank you.
How are you, Nikki? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, that was an interesting guest. I loved his testimony and what he shared today. What a blessing.
What a blessing. That's how I feel. And we have to have him back on, but since I already promised to have you on too, so we have to continue with that. But Nikki, tell us, please, how long you've known the Lord in your life. And also, I'd like to know how your grandfather in Holland helped Jews survive during the Holocaust. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been a Christian now about 25 years, and as you know, I met you online when I heard you on the Dr. Bob Rose show, Rewiring the Brain.
Yes.
And after that, I wrote you an email, and we started corresponding, and, and we've been friends ever since.
Exactly.
It's been such a blessing to know you, and I've been doing your website now for a couple of months, and
yes,
we're really excited about the response we're getting there. A lot of new people, and it's amazing. People from all over the world are checking out the Judge Eve website, and I encourage anyone who's listening, if you haven't seen it yet, it's www.judgeeve.com. Check it out.
And it's Nikki
blog
who did
posts
the...
are... Yeah, I'm the webmaster, so we put a lot of new blog posts, and you can comment there as well. We welcome your comments and suggestions.
Thank you, Nikki. And Nikki, tell us, your family is originally from Holland, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I immigrated to America. Oh,
yeah,
you
when
did.
I immigrated to America when I was 2 years old, and I've lived about 7 years in Europe, in Italy, Belgium, Holland, and some other parts, and but most of my life here in America.
And your father?
My father is a concentration camp survivor.
That's what I'd like people to hear. A Christian who was a concentration camp survivor, right?
Yeah.
And where was that?
He was in a concentration camp in Jakarta, Indonesia, in a Dutch colony there.
Your words are being a little garbled, Nikki. I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you hear her, Doug? I hope you can hear. Why was your father placed in a concentration camp? Hello?
My dad was... it was during World War II, and the country was taken over by the Japanese, and... they were just captured, and they put all the people in the camp.
I've seen that in a movie.
A terrible place.
Oh, I'm so... And then you told me, wasn't your grandfather also in concentration camp, or was it also only your father?
Just my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
My mother was in Holland at the time, and my grandfather actually helped sneak German Jews out of the country by creating false passports for them.
Wow. And wasn't he honored by Eisenhower for doing that?
Yes, yes. We still have the honor. He got a hero's certificate from that.
And you know what I
President
still want to
Eisenhower.
Do? What I still want to do is get the full name, because I'd like him to be honored in the Force for the Righteous in Israel, you know, like Raoul Wallenberg in Hungary, who helped 100,000 Jews get false passports and escape, you know, the Holocaust itself. So someday I have to get that information from you, because he deserves it.
Okay.
And Nikki, let's get back to you. Yeah. You're a gifted writer. I think you're awesome. I should say you've been award winner. You write for parents' magazines and other magazines. You review movies, especially wholesome movies for kids. And you're available to do other writing for pay. So let me just put that out there. But tell us about your Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, what caused you to put that book together and to sell the machine that accompanies that book.
Yeah, I've written a book, and it's called Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. And my book describes a way to conquer attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity in 60 days. And it's called ADHD. And some people take prescription medicine like Ritalin or Adderall, but there's another way to tackle ADHD without taking drugs. And this is brain training. And my book describes a method of brain training that's currently used in clinics across the country. It's very popular. It's clinically tested and very effective. And now you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You can train your brain to conquer ADHD at home, and that saves you time, energy, and money.
Let me ask you, you said something that I was not aware of before. You said you can have ADHD without overactivity?
Yeah, the American Psychological Association changed the definition of it. So yes. Now ADHD is an umbrella term, and it means attention deficit with hyperactivity, or a combined type.
Oh, I didn't know there
so
was attention.
So they changed the working definition. Yeah.
So attention deficit does not necessarily include hyperactivity. How does one know they have an attention deficit then? What are the symptoms?
The symptoms are things like poor concentration, reading a book and then you can't remember what you've read, being distracted, being disorganized, being restless, having a low tolerance for boredom, like waiting in line is pure torture. If you're listening to a boring speaker, you want to get up and leave.
that was everybody.
Trouble getting into gear.
Yes.
It's very common nowadays in our in internet culture. It's very common.
Really?
But, you know, some people, it doesn't bother them. They
yes.
can do their job and it's no problem. But other people, it may keep them from getting a promotion or succeeding, or it holds them behind in school, and that's when they want to do something, and then they may want to try brain training.
Wow. Let me just touch, first of all, where can people get your book? Tell them about your website, how they can order it.
You can get my book at my website, which is trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com, and it's also on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble and different places like that.
And didn't you tell me, I think in Canada, it's not certified to be prescribed for, so insurance even pays for it in Canada?
Well, in Canada, it's actually a licensed medical device, and you can go into any doctor's office in Canada and tell them that you have attention deficit, post-traumatic stress, seasonal affective disorder, even something like panic attacks or depression, and you
yes.
can get this device prescribed by your doctor by law. It's part of the Health Canada initiative, and you can get this machine prescribed by law.
And
but
we don't have
that in America, yeah, unfortunately.
Are you working on it to try and make it acceptable as it is in Canada?
Yes, I actually wrote a white paper that people can come to my website and download free called Information for Your Doctor. And some people have shown this to their doctor and successfully gotten it covered by their insurance. But with the FDA and the way things are, the company that manufactures the machine is located in Canada, so they've gotten more success getting licensed over there. But it's a wonderful machine, and it really changes people's lives. I've had military veterans that were having night terrors and flashbacks of the war and shaking and trembling and bad nightmares, and they use this machine, and all of that went away, and
so
they were
really
able to be a normal civilian again.
Aren't you actually now researching and putting together a book about post-traumatic, trauma as well?
Yes, I'm working on that now. Yeah.
Yes. And before we go to the book, tell us a little bit about the machine. What does it do and how much does it cost and how can people get that?
The book is $24.99 and it's a paperback book. And if you want to get the e-book, that's only $10 and that's an instant download if you want to get that. And the book has actually won the Reader's Favorites Award for Best Motivational Book, and it won the Mom's Choice Award for Best Self-Improvement Book.
Wow.
So it's really getting the word out, and it's just a blessing from the Lord that it got some recognition as well.
Yes. Okay, since you're talking about the book, tell us, what does the book teach? How can you train your brain and transform your life?
Well, it's a home-based brain training machine, and it's three parts. It's headphones, some special eyeglasses, and it's like a little handheld device control box about the size of a cell phone.
Yes.
And how it works is you put on the glasses, you put on the headphones, you lay back on your bed and cover up with a blanket and flip the switch on the control box, and you'll see some mild flashing lights and you hear heartbeat sounds, and you just close your eyes and relax, and you may fall asleep, you may have a sensation of going under an anesthetic, but that rhythm is actually training your brain. The technical name for it is the sensory motor rhythm. And it was discovered by a neuroscientist way back in 1967, Dr. Barry Sturman at UCLA. I like to call it the rhythm of peak performance because it's the rhythm of a person who's optimally listening, focusing, tuning out distractions, getting organized, getting things done. It's that person that we all want to be. And by doing this brain training, this 20 minutes a day, you're actually retraining your brain to have a stable, even-keeled rhythm that enables you to focus and concentrate and do all these things so that
your
you can get ahead of your job or school or whatever you're doing.
Your words are being garbled again. I hope Doug can hear it so he can correct it.
I'll wait tone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that better?
Much better. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So what you're saying, people can have the machine, turn it on, put it on them, and they can go to sleep for the night. They don't have to worry about turning it off or anything.
Yeah, after 20 minutes, you'll probably wake up, and then you
garbled.
Can just remove
the
device. And
yes, you were garbled again.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that better?
It's better.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Technology, right?
Yes.
How can they get the machine, Nikki? If somebody wants to buy it, how can they purchase one?
Okay. They can get it on my website at brainbraintransformyourlife.com.
You're being garbled again. Trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com, correct?
Yes.
And you said that people can pay through PayPal and pay on time so they don't have to pay for it at once. Is that true as well?
Yeah. We have a Bill Me Later program, and you can pay through PayPal and pick that option, and then you have up to 1 year to pay without interest.
Okay, and how much is the total cost so people would know?
So the total cost is about $3.95, and that comes out to about $40 a month.
Okay, and paid over
about
a year's time.
About $40 a month that way.
Right, okay. Now, what I'd like to hear is, why does this work?
Yeah.
Why do this? Again, your voice is a little garbled. Oh, my goodness. Are you there? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me
Go
now?
Yeah. I hear you. Let me see. Go ahead and see.
Okay. I'll switch phones.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it works because it's actually, the machine works because it's actually training your brain.
In
what
way?
You're teaching your brain a stable, even-keel rhythm. See, because people with attention deficit or post-traumatic stress, their brain would be too fast, erratic, or it might be too slow and sluggish.
Your words are being garbled again, Nikki. Your words are being garbled. Do you know why we're having that problem? Because I feel every word you say is so important, and I'm not hearing every word.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, now I hear you better, because we need to hear everything you say, not every third or fourth syllable. So go ahead. You say the brain becomes discombobulated.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
In effect.
This phone may not be the best one.
Oh, my. Okay.
It actually trains your brain.
Yes.
So that you're with attention deficit or post-traumatic stress, your brain waves may be too fast, they may be erratic, or they may be too slow and sluggish and hard to get into ears.
And what causes that? Do we know what causes that to happen?
Usually it's caused by crisis or trauma.
Oh.
Crisis or trauma, because crisis or trauma disrupts your brain waves. If your brain waves become disrupted and unbalanced for any reason, then they may not go back to normal after the event has passed. It may be something like a divorce, going off to war, serving in the military, or it may be something like in school that happened.
A traumatic event.
Yes.
Would surgery cause it? Do people who undergo surgery get their brains interrupted?
It can. It can be something like that. Depression is the same thing. It's a disruption in the brain waves.
Really?
So this is a natural machine. Yeah, that uses light and sound to retrain the brain to get an even keeled rhythm. And we have people every day that tell me it's changed their life.
Have you heard, that's what I was going to ask you, have you gotten any testimonies back from people telling you what the machine had done for them?
I have, yes.
What have you heard?
Well, we had one young lady, and she was...
I'm sorry, Doug, we're having problem with the sound. Pardon, Doug? Hello? Hello, everybody. This is Judge Eve talking. You should know me by now from my show, The Judge Eve Show, on bbsradio.com, station one, usually. And I wanted to let you know about my new website, which is now www.judgeeve.com. That's www.judgeeve.com. And you have everything there that I do and some information about my background. And basically, I wanted to let you know that I'm, in addition to being a retired judge, having taught law and having practiced law, so I can help with legal matters generally. I cannot give any private advice on anything, but I'm an expert on unemployment insurance. I've taught contracts law, marriage and the family. I'm a licensed minister. I can perform weddings, and I have been anointed as a prophet.
Thank you.
I've been used in that way as a seer for many years in ministry all over the country for 20 years, actually, and have been part of amazing miracles.
Okay, your guest is with
I'm available
us.
For praying
so
for people.
Hello, Nikki.
And ministering to people.
Yes,
I can do
sorry,
it
we
by
have some
distance,
problems
through
exactly.
telephone,
I hear you better now because I want people to hear every word
on the situation. And also to be available for coaching should it be needed. And if you look at my website, there are other services, and I'll be setting up rates. Also, I will be offering membership to the website on different levels.
Okay.
So if people will join as members, there will be discounts given. There will be other different benefits given to the people as well. I sure hope to hear from you. Again, my website is www.judgeeve.com. And my email. Hello again, everybody. I'm so blessed to have Nikki Van Valkenburg as my guest, my wonderful webmaster, the author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. She's not only written that book, but she sells the instrument which helps you transform your brain with the changes of by sound and light, and it takes 20 minutes a day, and she was just about to tell us wonderful testimonies and results from people she's helped with this program and the machine. So go ahead, Nikki.
Okay, well, I had a young lady who tried the machine, and evidently she had developed some severe stylophobias, that whenever she was out in public, she would, you know, start to have a panic attack and want to feel like she needed to leave immediately, and it became very difficult. She lived with her mom, and all of this started because of a traumatic incident at school.
Yes.
And she was had a lot of panic attacks, social phobias, and it was very difficult because she had autism as well.
Oh, my.
And she had developed some post-traumatic stress. And
yes.
She started using the brain training machine. Her mom bought it for her. And
yes.
After about 14 days, she told her mom she wanted to sit in the front seat of the car. She wanted to go on a bike ride. She went
wow.
shopping for clothes. She went to the dentist. And it was just a night and day difference.
And
they continued using the machine, and she seems to be completely free of the panic attacks now.
Wow. And does it help autism then, do you think, that kind of machine?
Well, it doesn't cure autism, but people with autism have had good results with it, that they can read better, they can concentrate better.
Wow.
And they're able to read better, like they read and remember what they've read. So
wow.
That's a step in the right direction.
You know what else came to me? You know, if the brain gets straightened out, then people can reach the spiritual level much more easily. What about what Mike was talking about, to calm the mind so they can hear from the Holy Spirit? What do you think?
I think so. I had one gentleman use the machine who was a judge, and he said all the paperwork that he got at work, it just was constantly reading, and he was having trouble concentrating, remembering what he read. He felt overwhelmed and disoriented all the time, and it was starting to affect his job performance.
Wow.
So he got the brain system, using it every day, and he said that it helped him tremendously. Not only did it help his concentration and focus, but also his intuition.
Wow.
That he said when people approached the bench, he had a better intuitive feel about them and better decision-making as to how to decide cases. That was a blessing for him as well.
So you know what I'm thinking. It's not a coincidence that you and Mike are on the same show. You know, he talks
maybe,
about having
yeah.
to, you know, how we must be quiet and calm the other thoughts, right? So we can
That's
hear
true.
From the Holy Spirit. So
yes.
People, you got to get this machine just to get closer to God. You know, really, you know, the more I was listening to you, Nikki, this is what came to me. You know, if the thoughts interfere with our ability to be closer to God, then the calming of the thoughts should make us able to conquer them or rise above them. Am I using the right terminology?
Yes.
And then we should be
yes,
able to
you know,
hear.
I also had a gentleman, and he had been out of military. He was a military veteran. He had been out of the military about 16 years.
Yes.
And he was still having flashbacks of the war, hearing
wow.
bombs going off. He was jittery all the time, kind of in fight or flight.
Yeah.
And it was affecting him at night. That
wow.
when he would go to sleep, he would wake up in the middle of the night and have these night terrors. And he
wow.
would wake up dressed in sweat, often sitting up straight in bed and screaming.
Wow.
And he wasn't sleeping well. His wife wasn't sleeping well. And his wife says, we have to do something
yes.
because this is keeping us from living a normal life, and she needed her sleep. So they bought the brain training machine. And
yes.
after about a month or so, the gentleman said, well, I'm still having night terrors, but less often, like once a week, every 5 days. And
wow.
even that's an improvement.
Wow.
And
thank you,
then after 60 days, after he completed the entire program, he
yes.
said that somewhere along the line, the night terrors faded away and
wow.
they never came back. And
wow.
he was very grateful for that.
Wow. We're running out of time, Nikki, but would you like to say a prayer? I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I wish we could hear you more clearly. We're going to have you come back and maybe do a
okay.
session on the air, you know, with a machine. Wouldn't that be an interesting show?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nikki. Nikki's a wonderful prayer warrior, so please go ahead if you'd like to finish the program. Either add anything else or maybe just say a prayer.
Sure, sure. Lord, we thank you so much for this time of being on the talking with Judge Eve and getting all this feedback from different people. We just thank you for your blessings upon our lives, for your provision, and we ask that you would give the listeners guidance and direction,
yes,
that they could know your will, whatever,
yes,
they're going through. May they know your will in that exact situation.
Yes.
And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. And blessings upon you and your family, Nikki, and all the listeners. We'll see you all next time. Love you, Nikki. Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.